Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Today, let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. And this is a very well-known passage regarding Martha and Mary. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good thing which shall not be taken away from her. Now, Martha's problem in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, is that she was cumbered about much serving. That's what the Lord said in verse 40. He said, Martha was cumbered about much serving. So, Martha is not unlike many of us today. We have a lot of things going on, and we are involved in serving, and much of this serving is cumbering us. To cumber us would be to hamper us or to hinder us. So what we want to look at today is we want to look at what happens when you are cumbered about much serving, because the text contains some excellent advice to us, some excellent examples of the trouble that comes to us when we get in the same shape that Martha found herself on this particular day. Being cumbered about much serving, first of all, causes you to miss God's word. Many times I've looked at this passage of Scripture, and I don't think I've ever seen it quite in the light that I'm seeing it right now. Look here with me in Luke chapter 10, verse 39. She had a sister, that's Martha. Martha had a sister called Mary, watch it, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. I often remember that she was sitting at Jesus' feet, but for some reason, I didn't often remember that she sat there and heard his word. You see, Mary wasn't just lounging around enjoying fellowship with the Lord while her sister was cooking. Oftentimes, I've thought about Mary and Mary just simply having good fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ while she's letting her sister work. That wasn't the case at all. Mary had a choice about serving the Lord with her sister Martha, or sitting at his feet and listening to him while he spoke so that she could hear his word. You see, she was listening to the Lord's word. Hey, listen, there was going to come a time when Jesus Christ wasn't going to be teaching or wasn't going to be preaching, but at this moment, he had something to say. And she stopped everything she was doing, that is, Mary did, to listen to what he had to say. Martha just went right on about her business. Martha was cooking a meal to feed the Lord when she should have been listening to his word that he came to feed them. I know many people today that skip church from time to time because they're busy. Well, preacher, I'd come to church, but I don't have time right now. I've got to catch up on my taxes, my work, my recreation, why, whatever, and oftentimes there is a good reason, I put that in quotation marks, good reason or good excuse, I guess I should say, for you to be gone, but then it's going to bring other consequences later because you didn't stop, like Mary, to sit down at the feet of Jesus and listen to his words. So first of all, being cumbered about much serving causes you to miss God's word. You know, there are people who work too hard in the church. Really, they want to be involved in everything. They work in the nursery and they work at the benevolence, you know, meals, and they teach Sunday school class, and they are involved in the teen activities, and they're constantly doing for the Lord. And you know what happens is they don't sit enough and just listen to the preaching. In other words, hey, people have to work in the church, but sometimes people miss 3 of the 4 services a week serving, and they only get fed on one of the services, and it may be the one they get fed on is one that, I don't know, it may be the Sunday morning service when the preaching is predominantly evangelistic, and they get weakened. And the reason they do is they're too busy. They're out of balance. So maintain a good balance. You don't have to do all the work yourself, okay? Certainly not to the exclusion of being fed when Jesus is trying to teach you something from his words. All right, so first of all, being cumbered about much serving causes you to miss God's word. She missed out on the great thing that Mary was able to get. Number 2, being cumbered about much serving provokes you to fuss with the Lord. This is funny. Look in verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him. Now, presumably her problem was with Mary, who wasn't in the kitchen helping her. Well, she just bypassed Mary altogether, and she went to the Lord, and she said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Lord, dost thou not care? Are you kidding me? There's nobody in the universe that cares more than the Lord. The Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Martha complained to the Lord, although her grief was with her sister. She said to the Lord, do you not care? Dost thou not care? It's funny. It's the strangest thing in the world. It's not funny, ha-ha. It's funny in the sense that it's peculiar. We often fuss with God and complain, Lord, fix our mess. Don't you care? You know, I'll tell you, we can absolutely overload ourselves to the point that we get fussy with God. And we're thinking somehow or another, he needs to come in here with his grace, come in here with his supernatural power, come in here with his supernatural rest, and bail us out of this trouble and give us the natural rest that we would have if we were attending to his words and everything else that we can't have because we're too busy. And I'm going to tell you something. The mess that you're in is not his fault, and it's not anyone else's fault. He is not responsible, and therefore he is not going to fix your mess. You need to fix it, or we need to fix it when it's our mess. You say, well, that was a very noble and kind thing that Martha was trying to do in the kitchen to prepare a meal for the Lord. Yeah, but don't you know that we oftentimes go overboard with these things? If we're talking about Jesus Christ, she could have come and said, Lord, I have got a pig in the blanket. And there's you and me and Mary to serve and whomever else she may have had in there, or their brother Lazarus may have been there, may have been others. And she could have said, but you know who I know you are? You're the Lord. This food doesn't mean nearly to you what it does to us. You've sat there at the well with the woman at the well. You didn't even get the water. You started using that as a moment to try to lead her to Christ. You've sat down to meals. People were begging to see you at the door. You just skipped the meal and helped them. So I know who you are, but if the rest of us are going to eat while I'm listening to your word, do you think maybe you could do a little multiplication here and make this pig in the blanket a dozen so we could all have something to eat? And you know, I'm not trying to be trite. He can take care of all that stuff. In other words, you're fussing with the Lord when the truth of the matter is you have made yourself, like Martha, too busy. You are cumbered about much serving. You've taken on too much. Being cumbered about much serving causes you to miss God's word. It provokes you to fuss with the Lord about things that aren't the Lord's. In other words, he doesn't need to get involved in it. All you need to do is settle down. Don't get so cumbered with your serving, and life would be a lot easier for you. Number three, being cumbered about much serving incites you to throw a pity party. Look what she says in Luke chapter 10, verse 40. Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? To serve alone. Poor baby. Would somebody please give me a violin and let's play a sad tune? Why? Because poor Martha had to serve alone. Why? Listen, serving a meal for a few people was not Martha's problem. Obviously, she's been able to do this before. I mean, we know that Mary's there. We know that Martha's there. We know that Jesus is there. Perhaps Lazarus is there. There may be one or two others. It's not that big a deal for a woman to go in the kitchen, or a man for that matter if he's the one, and cook up a meal. Serving a meal for a few people was not Martha's problem. She was upset because she was doing all the work and Mary was doing, in Martha's perception, nothing. Imagine how much fun it is to eat a meal with a family member who's ticked off that she had to cook for you. I mean, can you imagine? You know, when I was going to Bible college, we had four kids, and they were all six and under at one time. And I had to work, and my work was 45 minutes from our home. I had to leave early in the morning, drive 45 minutes, work all day, got home just in time to grab my books, head off to school, go to school 4 hours a night, four nights a week, come home, and I had to eat the supper that my wife had prepared for the kids after they were asleep. I ate it at 10:15 at night. And you know something? My wife never complained about that. Now, I'll guarantee you, with that type of schedule, after 3 years, she was beat up and worn out, and it did get to be very tiresome. And it was the third year of Bible college was probably one of the worst years of our marriage. It was hard. It was hard. But this was one meal. And Martha is upset because Mary's not helping. Wah, wah, wah. Bring out the orchestra and play me a sad tune. Listen, being cumbered about much serving causes you to get, it makes you fussy. And you pity yourself. And then you want to have a pity party. And when you do, it's not surprising that the rest of your family doesn't want to be there for the party. It is not fun to eat with a family member who's ticked off that she or he had to cook. And when you get cumbered about much serving and you wonder why your family's not enjoying the time at the table with you, it may be that what you've brought is some bad attitude to the table and the rest of the people don't want to play. They don't want to be at your party. Being cumbered about much serving causes you to miss God's word. She wasn't listening to what Jesus had to say while Mary was. Provokes you to fuss with the Lord. Incites you to throw a pity party. And then this. Being cumbered about much serving creates dysfunction in your relationships. Again, in verse 40 of Luke chapter 10, Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Years and years ago, I heard something about a thing called sideways anger. I don't preach it, I don't teach it, but it comes to mind right now. I'm thinking to myself, what is Martha doing talking to the Lord about a problem that she's having with Mary? Bitter, therefore, that she help me. Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone to serve alone? what's Martha doing with this? Was this a prayer request? Lord, bid her, therefore, that she help me. Was this a prayer request? Was she being a tattletale? She hath left me alone to serve. Was she trying to embarrass her sister in front of her guest? Lord, bid her, therefore, that she help me. I'm trying to belittle my sister right here while you're around. What's she trying to do with this? Why is she talking to her house guest about a problem that she's having with her sister? What is this all about? I mean, think about it. If Martha really needed the help, she should have just calmly said, "Hey, Mary, I need some help in here." Or she should have said to them both, "Listen, the meal's just about ready. I need some help in here, Lord. I don't want to miss what you have to say. Put it on hold for a second. Mary, come in here and help me with this. Get the dish out. Okay, now we're sitting down to the table. Lord, continue. I want to hear what you have to say." But she didn't do all that. She chose a very dysfunctional way to complain to her guest about her sister. She waited until her temper was stoked and then let everyone have some of it. And that's the strangest thing in the world. Why do we do that? I mean, it's like we're trying to save face and be the Mr. Nice Guy and go on and keep everybody happy and function until we've had more than we can stand. And then all of a sudden we've crossed that limit. The walls are down. And now all of a sudden we want to spew volcanic ash on anybody and everybody that will listen. And that's dysfunctional. That doesn't function well. The thing to do is obvious to size up the situation and say, "Hey, whoa, the Lord is speaking here, and my sister certainly doesn't want to miss it. All right, time out. Jesus, if this is the teaching moment, I don't want to miss it. So if you guys are hungry, you're going to have to put it off a while. I'm not going to miss what you have to say." She could have done that and sat right there with Mary and listened to what Jesus had to say. Or she could have said, "Okay, if you guys are hungry and I want to be a nice hostess, I don't want to miss out on what you have to say, Lord. Why don't we let Mary come in here and help me with the things in the kitchen? We'll sit down and over the meal, you can tell us both what's in your word." You see how functional that is? But she didn't go there, and you don't go there, and many people don't go there. And you know why that is? Because you get cumbered about much serving. It was more important to Martha to serve and be cumbered by serving than it was to maintain good relations with her guest and her sister, and more than it was to sit down and listen to what her guest had to say. Next thing, being cumbered about much serving bleeds over into other areas of your life. Being cumbered about much serving bleeds over into other areas of your life. Look in Luke chapter 10, verse 41. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things," not just about this meal. "You are careful and troubled about many things." Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you are cumbered, the rest of your life is distressed. Everything in your life gets affected. Your sleep is affected. Your work is affected. Your relationships are affected. Your relationship with the Lord is affected. The next time you are asked to do something and you feel a responsibility to do it, it comes on you like a great load, much heavier than it normally would be. Normal things can be trouble, and minor things can cause anxiety. And that's because you are careful and troubled, not about just the thing at hand, but many things. Now, I have a nature that I don't suppose is terribly different from yours. And my nature is that small things, the little foxes spoil the vine. Small things can create anxiety in my life, and I don't like them. I can feel the anxiety, feel the adrenaline. And you know something? When I go back and I sort of analyze what the problem is here, the problem is very simple. Cumbered. Cumbered about much serving. You know that song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus"? That's a wonderful song. You ought to go back and read the words to that song, sing that song to you, because, oh, what needless pain we bear. You know, we're oftentimes troubled and wearisome because we haven't spent that time in prayer. Cumbered about much serving bleeds over into other areas of your life. You may find that the current situation that is creating trouble and creating anxiety in your life isn't really related to the immediate thing you're dealing with. It may have to be with the fact that you have been cumbered about much serving in another matter, and it's bleeding over. Being cumbered about much serving, like Martha, causes you to miss God's word. Mary sat down and listened to what Jesus had to say. Martha went to the kitchen. Being cumbered about much serving provokes you to fuss with the Lord. By the time that Martha was ready to confront Mary with the problem, she came and attacked the Lord. Hey, don't you care? Being cumbered about much serving incites you to throw a pity party. Poor Martha had to serve alone. It wasn't that big a crowd, but she was upset about it. Being cumbered about much serving creates dysfunction in your relationships. She couldn't talk with her sister Mary, who was the one that was really the subject of her anger. She had to take it up with the Lord. And oftentimes, when you get like Martha was, you can't talk directly to the person you're mad at. You end up getting other people involved. Being cumbered about much serving bleeds over into other areas of your life and causes you to be careful and troubled about many things. And then this, being cumbered about much serving skews your priorities. It skews your priorities. Look in Luke chapter 10, verse 42. But one thing is needful. One thing is needful. The one thing that Martha needed was the one thing that she missed. She was critical of her sister for choosing the highest priority. And Martha didn't realize that her cumbered, careful, troubled life would have settled down if she had just spent some time with the Lord listening to His Word. Now I'm going to tell you something. You wouldn't be listening to this radio broadcast unless one of two things was true. Number one, you're a regular listener and don't want to miss the broadcast when you can get them. Or number two, you're not normally listening to this radio broadcast, but you've happened to find us on the internet or happened to find us on the radio right now. And in that case, I'm telling you, the Lord has a message for you. Your priorities are out of whack. Your job, your family, your finances, your recreational weekend activities have all taken priority, and you are going from one stressful situation to the next, and it's wearing you down. It's putting stress on your relationship with the Lord, and it's putting stress on the relationship with your family, and it's putting stress on your relationship with your coworkers. And you know what you're doing? You're working harder, you're working faster, you're working more diligently to try to clear your plate and get that stuff out of the way so that you can take a deep breath and settle down. And you're beginning to waste a lot of time. You're checking the internet more often just to try to give yourself a distraction. You're watching more TV just to try to give yourself a distraction. You're sleeping less, or what sleep that you do have, if you get your normal hours, is not as deep, and you are sitting there scratching your head and getting fussy with God trying to figure out where the problem is, and I'm telling you where it is. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good thing which shall not be taken from her. You know what it is? You just need to stop and spend some time with the Lord listening to His Word. So, well, my old mind is running so fast now, I can't slow it down. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You have got to pull the plug. Let those other things go for a moment. Listen, nothing's earth-shattering. It'll all be there tomorrow. Let some things go. You need to just stop. You need to realize that the family that's close to you really loves you and you love them, that the Lord really does care, that your coworkers really do think you're a nice guy or a nice woman. And you know what you need to do? You need to stop worrying about all that stuff. You need to get that Bible. You need to get at the feet of Jesus, and you need to say, you know what, Lord, I need to hear from you. That's what you need to do. That's what you're doing right now. you're hearing from the Lord right now. You just need to skip a meal or whatever it takes. Just quit being so, you know, stressed out and all that stuff. Just turn the TV off. Just let it go. Get the Bible. Sit down in a nice quiet place and say, Lord, I have got to spend some time with you. There's something you've been wanting to tell me I have not been listening to. And you know what? You'll get fed properly and it'll sort you out and you'll be able to get up. And then don't forget that. Every day, go get you some of that. Take a lesson from Martha and Mary. If you find that your life is cumbered with much serving, the solution is not to get busier. The solution is to stop and to spend some time with the Lord in His words. Recently, we had the opportunity to take a mission trip, and anytime we get away and get to do that, there's just this ease in our minds and in our spirits that comes as a result. And I told one of our staff members, I said, you know, I would just love to be able to bottle up this feeling and take it home with me and live with this attitude that we have right now. So this kind of sermon you're hearing today is really prevalent on my mind because I see the normal things that we get involved in starting to mount up on my shoulders again. And I'm thinking, you know what the problem is? It's not a matter of traveling to another country and stopping everything. It's a matter of sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to Him teach us His words like Mary did one day. Now, you start your day that way. You replenish yourself throughout the day that way. And I'm going to tell you something. It will have an effect on your life. You'll quit pitying yourself so much. You'll quit fussing with the Lord so much. You won't have as much difficulty with the people that are close to you. The rest of your life will begin to settle down. Your priorities will fall back into place again. And let me tell you something. You won't be missing God's words. Keep getting this kind of preaching. Get in your church and get some good preaching. All of those things are very, very helpful to you. And I'm going to tell you something. If you'll just remember Mary every time you start acting like Martha, your life will go a whole lot better if you'll do what Mary did. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.